Chapter 5. After leaving Mr. Mitchell's room, Tyrae spotted Lark walking alone in the hallway, clutching a small purse. When Tyrae saw her, an idea struck him. Maybe she could help him find some money. "Hey, Lark," he called out, trying to sound friendly.
"Hi, Tyrae," she said, beaming.
Tyrae fell in step beside her.
"How you doing, girl?"
"I'm good,"
Lark said with a smile. Tyrae could tell she was flattered by his attention.
"How about you?"
she asked.
"Not so good."
"What's wrong?"
Lark asked, obvious concern on her face.
"I'm broke," Tyrae began. "My mom's birthday is coming up, and I wanted to buy her this nice necklace, but I can't afford it. Mom's been under a lot of pressure lately with my aunt being sick and all. I just thought the necklace would cheer her up, you know."
"That's such a sweet idea," Lark said. "It's a shame you don't have the money."
Tyrae sensed his plan was working.
"Maybe I'll be able to get it for her next year," he sighed. "If I'd only started saving sooner."
Lark was quiet for a while. Then she said,
"You know what, Tyrae? I saved some money from babysitting, and I could lend it to you for your mom's present."
"For real?"
Tyrae asked, acting surprised.
"You sure? I don't feel right taking your money. I could just get the present next year."
"No, I'm serious. You're being so sweet. I'd love to help your mom get her present."
"Girl, you're all that," Tyrae said, draping his arm on her shoulder. "Mom's going to be so happy. The necklace costs $80, but I already saved $30. All I need is $50 more."
"And that's a lot of money,"
Lark answered, seeming stunned.
"I know it, girl," Tyrae said, trying his best to work his charm. "Why don't you forget about it? I'll just get the necklace next year."
"No, I'll have $50 after I babysit this weekend. You can borrow it."
"You sure?"
"Yeah,"
Lark said, looking up at him.
"I want to help."
"Thanks, girl. You more than all right."
Tyrae caressed Lark's soft cheek with the back of his hand.
"I'll pay you back as soon as I can."
With those words, he turned and strolled to his next class, thrilled with the knowledge that he was getting closer to the gun. When Tyrae got home from school, his mother was cooking dinner. On days she came home early, Mom went to a lot of trouble making delicious meals. The living room was often filled with the aromas of pork chops, pot roasts, or fried chicken. She even made fresh salads and homemade pies, careful to roll the crusts herself so they would be perfect. Tyrae never understood why his mother went to such great lengths. Dad rarely did anything but complain, no matter what she did. Tyrae eyed his mother as she worked in the hot kitchen.
"What are you looking at, sweetie?"
she asked when she noticed him.
"You wondering if this pie will be done by dinner time?"
"Yes, it will.
It'll bake up nice by then. Just the way your father likes it."
Tyrae looked at his mother as if she were from another planet. He couldn't stand how Dad ruled over the house and how Mom allowed it to happen. What did she see in his father? Why did she live this way? Tyrae knew that she got pregnant with Warren when she was just 17 and Dad had married her out of high school and never went back to finish. That was why she was now stuck in a low-paying job as an aide in a nursing home.
"How come you married him, Mom?"
Tyrae asked bluntly.
"What?"
Mom exclaimed, nearly dropping the bowl of salad she had been carrying.
"Why are you asking me a question like that? I married your father because I love him, and I still do."
"But how could you love him?"
Tyrae asked, surprised at his own honesty.
"Honey, what's wrong with you? Your daddy is a good man. He's working hard right now to take care of you, busting his back every day. A lot of men don't do that,"
she said defensively, and then hesitated.
"I know he's hard on you sometimes, but it's 'cause he worries. Ever since Warren went to jail, your father's never been the same."
Tyrae did not want to hear his mother's excuses. Dad had been bullying the household for as long as he could remember, though it was true he got much worse after Warren got arrested. Since then, Dad seemed eager to get into an argument, and even the smallest thing would send him into a tantrum. Watching his mother working hard in the kitchen, Tyrae was filled with bitterness, and for once he couldn't hold it back.
"Mom, you take too much from him,"
Tyrae said bluntly.
He had felt this way for years, but until now he had never said anything, not even to Warren. But the misery of the past week had changed him somehow, and he could barely control his words.
Tyree, I won't have you talking that way about your father. He's a good man. He provides for us so we have a decent place to live and good food on the table. He ain't never cheated on me, and he loves you boys, Mom said.
Mom, he don't love me, not one bit. All he wants to do is push me around, Tyree said bitterly.
And I seen him pull your hair and slap you in your face, he confessed.
Never before had he told his mother he had seen what happened. Mom stepped back and turned away from him, as if his words hurt her.
When did you see such a thing?
When I was in fifth grade, Tyree said, and it was hot and I couldn't sleep.
Yes, that happened, Mom said, swallowing hard. But it only happened that one time, she continued, her voice trembling. Your father had been drinking, and he had a jealous fit. When he sobered up, I told him that if he ever laid a hand on me again, I would take you and Warren to my mother's house and get a divorce. He's never hit me again, never. I swear that's true, Tyree.
Tyree looked into his mother's eyes, unsure how to respond.
Whatever,
he sighed, shrugging. Then he went to his room. Tyree wished Warren was still home. Warren was 3 years older than Tyree, and the two had always been very close. When Tyree was in kindergarten, he began to idolize his older brother. Back then, Warren let Tyree hang out with him and his older friends. But all that changed when Warren became a teenager. Then he did everything he could to keep Tyree from trailing him.
Get lost, will ya? Warren would yell. Me and my boys don't need some little kid running behind us, okay?
Once, Warren even took the wheels off Tyree's bike so he couldn't follow him. Another time, Warren locked Tyree in the bathroom so he and his friends could get away. Tyree was stuck there for 2 hours until Mom came home. During his junior year in high school, Warren became a totally different person. His grades dropped, he became disrespectful, and he got into trouble left and right. One night, Warren and his friends held up a grocery store. The police caught Warren with a loaded gun. He was arrested and sentenced to 3 years in jail. Mom and Dad were devastated by what happened, and Tyree was shattered. He still idolized his brother, no matter how much Warren had changed. Mom and Dad never let Tyree visit Warren in prison, but he was allowed to write him. The two had exchanged letters for a while, but it had been nearly 6 months since Tyree heard anything from Warren. Tyree kept his brother's letters in a box under his bed. Alone in his bedroom, he reached down, grabbed the box, and pulled out the small stack of letters. Tyree flipped through the wrinkled white sheets of paper covered with Warren's angular print. He stopped at a letter Warren sent him late last year and read it.
Tyree, how are you holding up? How are Mom and Pops? I know they're angry at me for everything, and I don't blame them one bit. I'm trying to stay positive in here, but it ain't easy. I still got 2 years to go, and sometimes I don't think I can stand another day in here. I got three things that keep me from going crazy: weightlifting, books, and you. I keep thinking about the bad example I set for you. I made mistakes, little brother. I played into the game that says you gotta be tough. You gotta be the baddest dude around. You gotta show it off. But respect ain't about scaring others, and it ain't about having the right shoes or the best clothes. Sitting behind these bars, you see how all that stuff is a lie. I'd give anything to be with you on the outside again. There ain't no respect in prison. Whatever you do, don't end up like me. Don't play the game I played. Stay straight, do your best in school, and don't let Dad get to you. I'll be writing again soon. Peace, Warren.
Tyree folded the letter and placed it back inside the box. He wondered when he would see Warren again. Around the time his brother began dabbling in crime, Tyree started making some discoveries of his own. He noticed how smaller kids were intimidated by him, how they looked at him nervously. Tyree liked the feeling that gave him. Up until then, it was Tyree who was always afraid. Afraid of Dad, who acted like an angry giant. Afraid of Warren, who was older and stronger.
afraid of Warren's friends, strangers like Bones who carried guns into his brother's room. It was not long before Tyree discovered kids would do stuff for him just to stay on his good side. Some would even try to earn his friendship by acting mean towards other kids. They treated him as if he were someone important. They showed him respect. But Darryl Mercer changed all that. Now Tyree was back to being a nobody. But not for long. As Tyree approached Bluford the next morning, he spotted Darryl standing outside the front doors of the high school. He seemed to be waiting for someone. Tyree glared at Darryl, holding back an urge to pound the boy on the Bluford steps. But to his surprise, Darryl stared at him and smiled slightly. Tyree froze. Was Mercer going to rub it in a little more?
Tyree, we gotta talk, Darryl said, taking a deep breath. I know some guys are giving you a hard time, and that ain't right.
Tyree scowled. So that was it, he thought. Ruining his reputation was not enough. Now Mercer wanted to show everyone at Bluford he was a bigger man than Tyree.
Boy, get out of my face,
Tyree growled through clenched teeth. Darryl took a step back.
What's your problem? He sputtered. We don't have to be enemies forever, do we?
I hate you, Mercer, Tyree said coldly, and I'm going to pay you back. One day soon, you're going to wish you never left Philadelphia.
Darryl's smile vanished, instantly replaced by a look of worry. Tyree nodded in satisfaction. Darryl was under a cloud of fear again. It was the way things were in the beginning, and it was the way they would stay, Tyree thought, turning away from Darryl and storming into Bluford.